First full week of session this week, Senator, and one of the highlights was the annual budget address from the governor that's known as the State of the State.
It was, and we did it in the middle of the day, as sometimes we do that in the evening, and I kind of liked that middle of the day a little better even than the evening. Probably made it a lot more convenient for folks who were traveling from out of town as well, and maybe I haven't spoken to the governor about it, but that may be the reason that he chose that hour. And I thought he did a good job, both in delivering the speech and also I liked almost all of the content. He certainly made a strong appeal for pro-life and protecting innocent life, including the unborn. There's been some press in the last few months about his stand on the Second Amendment and whether he was wavering, and he made a very strong and clear statement about his support of that. I think that might have been in part in response to some of the things that have been said and just making sure that people knew the truth from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Talked about some of his budget initiatives. One of the things that I was certainly pleased with last year and he is doing again this year is his goal is to leave at least $100 million unspent in state funds, and also to set up a separate fund to protect monies in case Missouri does pass what some people will know as a Wayfair bill, Supreme Court opinion that affected the collection of sales tax online. I think he's trying to be very fiscally responsible and also trying to protect those things that are important to Missourians, both in their own pocketbooks and also in the character of our state. He kind of ad-libbed his finish. He pulled some notes out of his pocket that were not in a part of his printed speech and led up to a discussion of his wife. He did it in such a way, you were a minute or so into it before it was completely clear that he was speaking about his wife. He actually struggled a little bit getting through the remarks. I thought it was a moving comment on their relationship, their history together, and his appreciation of her and her part in his administration. I thought I had to admire that. I think it was a real strong statement in support of family and the importance of family. Overall, I've heard nothing but positive comment.
Legislatively, a busy week as well. The first committees this week were in hand.
Right. Next week, we will not have a government reform committee hearing because we're coming in a day late due to the Martin Luther King holiday. We will be coming in on Tuesday instead of Monday. But we did have our hearing early Tuesday morning, and we heard a couple of bills that we did hit the ground running this year. We don't have to wait on organizing committees and so on. That's all in place, and it made it a lot easier for us to get started. I think that's important because this is as late as the legislature can ever start constitutionally. One of those bills deals with what are called gray gambling machines that we've seen popping up en masse across the state and in everything from grocery stores to service stations that are not regulated in any way, and that for a couple of years we've tried to kind of get our arms around those because they are not legal. They've tried to manipulate some things to pretend that they're legal, but they're not, and this would clarify the law and make sure that those were both acknowledged and reported and had some regulation from the state since they do involve gambling. We also heard a bill on punitive damage awards. It was a few years ago when the legislature passed a bill to limit punitive damages in Missouri because those have become somewhat abusive in some cases. The courts issued an opinion that said that we couldn't do that, that it was not lawful for or not constitutional for us to limit punitive damages. In some response to that, we're trying to at least tighten up how the punitive damages are considered and how they are awarded. We just have yet to get one passed. I think this is the year that we can put some definition to how punitive damages are considered, when the jury actually considers them and determines what the amount of those damages should be. A little bit of change in court procedures, which I think will be a much fairer process than we have now in Missouri. You ask about following weeks, and we will have a hearing the next week. One of the bills that I'm especially hopeful for is one that's called a recovery high school. It's somewhat of a pilot program if it passes and the governor signs it, and it would set up a high school in Missouri for young people who are working seriously to recover from drug or alcohol abuse problems. And if they are in a recovery program and are working to try to eliminate that terrible impact from their lives, that this would be a high school that they could be assigned to where they would not be in the general population and among the people that may have influenced them in the wrong direction. And there's been a lot of success in some states where they've done this. Missouri has an individual in the Kansas City area that is particularly interested in helping us to work out the details and has been working now for at least 2 years to try to help us refine that bill and get it before our legislature. I have high hopes for it this year. I'm hoping that that will be a good hearing and that we'll have a good result out of that.